we've been hearing a lot about speed, you know, speed kills, stuff like that. But y'all used to talk a lot about pace. Is it a difference, you know, with those two things?
Yeah, for sure. We all might need inhalers.
Why you say that? What are y'all doing to lead you to?
You know what you need an inhaler for?
Yeah.
I tell you everything you need to know there. What we doing out there.
I know that, like, the system that the team started with early last year is probably different than what Isla wants to run. But that, to your point, that playing at a fast pace and playing, like, a heavy, deep rotation to get guys in and out more, is that something that will probably be repeated this year relative to the way it was last year?
I feel like that's a question for Coach.
Okay.
I don't know his plan. All I know is speed kills and that stuff. I don't know about nothing about rotation stuff. So.
Who showed up to play training camp? Who impressed you? Is anyone new skills, more fit, playing hard, competing hard?
Everybody. I just feel like all in all, we had a good day. It's just not like one person standing out. Like, it was a group effort. That was the whole message coming in, making sure, you know, we come in together and get our work in and get better than that. So.
What's the best way you can get in sync with Jock, you know, learning a new teammate, and, you know, he's probably going to be setting a lot of screens for you?
Reps. It's just reps. It's pretty much it. Obviously, you know, he's been around the league for a while now, and me too, so I don't feel like the communication part would be, you know, a hard thing to do, but obviously rep, being on court with each other, playing against, you know, guys and actually repping it out.
Do you feel like the team's done a good job of, like, celebrating the players that do kind of the dirty work, who may not, you know, get to score the way that, you know, he might end up playing this year?
Up in the stat sheets. So all the little stuff, diving on the floor, all that stuff. Definitely, you should get rewarded for that.
Ty Jerome said yesterday he and you did Chris Paul camp together back in college. You know, you guys were in the same draft class. Like, what do you remember about him back then, and what was your scouting report be on sort of him as a player and how he's going to fit in on the team?
Respectfully, the CP3 camp, I don't remember too much of who was hooping. I was just doing my thing, trying to, you know, feed my fam. as far as the fit, it's definitely perfect. He definitely can be on ball. I can play off ball, or we can flip. It's not too much pressure for me to have to go back and, you know, bring the ball up before get us into a set. So I feel like, you know, we complement each other and we should be out there, you know, pretty much a lot together.
John, what did day one of training camp in year 7 feel like for you?
Might have been one of the toughest ones for me, but I felt like it was by far probably the best, you know, day one that I've had in my career, for sure. You know, normally you come in, everybody is, you know, just anxious, excited to, you know, have their first day. Everybody just full of energy, but, you know, you might mess up coverages and stuff. But I feel like today we did those things, but we were still locked in. Like, guys, you know, was paying attention to everything Coach was saying. We were very attention to detail out there, and coverages, plays, positioning, all that stuff. So that's a big plus for us.
I'm guessing
only a short time period, but do you enjoy coming here to Nashville? And how important is this stretch here for you and your team?
I mean, it's obviously different. We definitely appreciate, you know, the teams that, you know, host us and allow us to come out here to, you know, have this little week to, you know, prepare for the season. Yeah, it's nice. I like Memphis, though.
What can you guys get out of a week in a different place, in a different environment as you tip off the season?
I think it's just fresh. Like, obviously, you know, guys been putting in work pretty much all summer. Some guys definitely been off-site. Some guys been, you know, rehab or working with the team. So definitely, you know, getting away for a little while and being able to be somewhere else but still do the thing you love is good. So hopefully they enjoy it.
What things do you think need to be replaced with Desmond Bane being gone, and who do you think is going to do the replacing?
What I think need to be replaced?
Yeah.
That's tough. I mean, I felt like at first, you know, when he was on our team, it was a lot of disrespect towards Des from fans and stuff, and then he leave, and then it's a lot of guys like, wow, like, that's the same Des that's been here. But it's definitely going to be tough. You know, he shoot the hell out of the ball, can dribble, score. Really everything. It's going to be a team effort for sure. Definitely a piece we have to plug in, but I feel like we'll be fine.
Did you watch the rest of the playoffs over the summer after your season ended last year?
Nah, not too much. I didn't care for it.
Okay.
Joe, with this speed kill system and approach, is there any concern with where you're seeing guys showing up on day one, how it will last through a season and hopefully into the playoffs next spring? Or is this maybe something that can prepare you guys better for next postseason?
To be honest, I feel like, you know, guys took it upon themselves to already, you know, kind of be prepared, you know, for this. You know, going into our exit meetings for the, you know, the returners, you know, that's on the team again this year. We had, you know, that conversation with coach, and he told us what to expect, you know, pretty much. So guys was already, you know, prepping to, you know, be prepared for this. And, you know, for the new guys, I'm sure they had the conversation as well. But, you know, from what I've seen when I go in for my, you know, individual days, you know, early on before the day, you know, guys was constantly in there putting in the work. So do I think it can last a whole season? Probably so if we, you know, just keep it up.
The sense we're getting that the offense is building a lot of screening actions, you know, with the guards and the bigs. Do you have a sense yet, I know it's early in camp, of sort of how Jaren fits into that? More in the action or more of like a weak side guy the ball is going to go to? Or
Point forward, I would say. He would be in the screen. He would get screens. Yeah, it's a lot. He'd definitely be on the wing, post, wherever. I don't think it's nothing he can do. And lately, you know, we've been around each other because obviously if he's in ball screens now, it's something, you know, he hasn't done before. So he asks questions. That's what I've been for.
So used all over the floor.
Is that again?
So used all over the floor, really. Jaren.
I ain't heard nothing you just said.
They're going to use them all over the floor.
Yeah, for sure.
Ja, you're rocking the Murray State. And what are your best memories playing here the 2 years that you were at Murray State?
Beating Belmont in the championship.
Was that every year?
Every year.
At the Municipal Auditorium.
TSU, too. Smacked Don't. By 40. I wasn't going to bring that up at first.
Man, look, it's all good.
Success.
I was going to wear my rings, but I wasn't doing it. They might kick me out.
They would. They would want me here.
Then I get fined for missing training camp. So,
you know. Good.
Anything else?
Thank you. Thank y'all.